Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another PeopleStack podcast. We're getting real this week, and I'm talking about the silent, insidious diseases that plague tech managers. So in the last episode, I talked about what I mean by that. And in summary, the kinds of pain that you're going through as a technical manager who you want to do more in your career, but you're feeling stuck. The kinds of pain, the kinds of suffering that you're going through are really hard to describe. But because we've had in-depth conversations with close to 1,000 tech managers about this, we know how to describe it. And so the pain is silent because we don't talk about it. You don't talk about it. You don't want to talk about it. You don't know how to describe it. And it's insidious. It's slow, but it's sure. It's like death by 1,000 paper cuts. It's being secretly terrified that you'll vanish into irrelevance. It's like you're suffering from a lack of recognition for, and you're slowly losing your self-respect. You're worried that you're settling for a comfortable, tolerable, unfulfilling existence. That's what it is. That's what you're going through. And so that's what I talked about in the last episode. I want to dive deeper in this episode about why it is that it's so hard to describe these kinds of pain and this kind of suffering. That if I were to ask you, like, describe the pain that you're going through right now without having just given you those examples, or even if I were to ask you right now, what's not working in your career? And describe for me how that feels. It can be tricky. It can be tricky to really describe how it feels. Is it anger? Is it guilt? Is it frustration? Is it stress? Is it shame? Maybe, yeah. Like when we ask people, it's like, yeah, but it's more than that. And the reason that it's hard to describe in the first place, and why it's more than just this simple emotion, this simple feeling of which you absolutely may be feeling, not going to discount that, right? I know that you're feeling one or all of the above: anger, shame, guilt, frustration, worry, anxiety, depression. Yes. Possibly yes to all of them. But the reason that it's more complicated than that, and it's a more complex kind of disease, and that I'm calling it a disease because it's not just a simple emotion. It's something that takes over your whole body in a psychological way, in an emotional way. And yeah, and it can manifest in physical ways as well. And the reason that it's not as simple as, yeah, I'm frustrated, or yeah, I'm feeling a little bit of anxiety about my future and the future of my career, it's because it's an identity disease. It's an identity-based suffering. It goes to the core of who you are as a person. It goes to the core of who you are as an accomplished, intelligent, motivated technical leader. Because that is who you are, and that's not going to change. Because you wouldn't have been able to get where you are right now if you were not all of those things. If you were not motivated, if you have not scored some accomplishments, some wins, if you were not intelligent. Like, that's what it takes, and more, to succeed. That's at least the basics of what it takes to succeed as a technical leader. So you're here right now and you're listening, you're watching because you're feeling this sense of, all right, I got to where I am, but there's something missing. What's going on? So the core of who you are is, I got this. I can accomplish. I'm smart. It's not like I just want to sit on the couch all day and eat bonbons and watch Netflix and play video games. Like, I am absolutely motivated, but you look at, that's what's inside of you, but you look at what's going on outside of you, the external reality, and it doesn't match it. You're not getting the recognition that you deserve. You're not earning the promotions, the raises, the job offers that you deserve. That's the big stuff. And then the little stuff, you're not getting the praises, the thank yous, the pats on the back that you deserve. You're not seeing that in your life. And you're not seeing it in terms of your team as well. Like, your team is not winning in the way that you hope that they'd be winning. Because as leaders, one of our measures of success is, how well is my team doing? And if your team is not doing well, because you're taking ownership, you say, wow, I want to be a great leader who delivers great results, but I'm not. So there's this mismatch between what you feel inside, like truly in the depths of your heart, what you feel inside, and what's going on outside. And so what happens is, because very often we can't change and we don't know how to change the external circumstances, what's got to give then? Our identity suffers. And in order to match reality, what we start doing, it's not good for us, but we do it anyway. We start saying, I'm not good enough. We start losing our confidence. We start thinking that there's no way, no how I'm actually going to accomplish the things that I want to. It's an identity-based disease, and it's identity-based suffering, because it rips away, it tears away, it peels away one thin layer at a time, who you are as a human, who you are as a leader, who you want to be. It also strips away your dreams of what you thought you could accomplish by the time you were 40, by the time you were 50, by the time you retire. And you start to think, maybe that's not possible. But you're not giving up. And so there's this battle between, I know who I am and I know I'm capable of this, but look at what's going on around me. I don't get it. This just doesn't make sense. Why is this so freaking hard to get the recognition, to earn the rewards, to be a successful technical leader? How do I do this? And so I'm here to tell you that the message of the day is basically two things. Like, number one, I'm here to tell you that if you're having trouble describing to yourself, to others, the pain and the suffering that you're going through because you're feeling stuck in your career, if you're having trouble describing the depths of those feelings, you're not alone. Because most technical managers in your case, in your situation, and there are many of them, have trouble doing it because of the complexity of, it's not just a feeling, it's an identity-based thing. And because everybody's identity is different, it's gonna feel slightly different for everybody. That's number one. Number two, the question is, what needs to happen in order to fix it, right? Because I know you don't want to stay where you are. And we don't want that for you either. It's our mission. Our mission here at the People Stack is to help technical managers just like you to build your dream career, to tap into your potential that you know you have, and to tap into potential that you didn't even realize you had to build that dream. To have it in your life so that the external reality of what you're able to accomplish, the amount of impact you're able to have, the rewards you're able to receive, that external reality matches or even exceeds what you thought was possible for yourself and what's in your heart. That's our mission. And so the question always comes down to how? How do I do that? How do I take intelligent actions? How do I take inspired actions so that I can get better results in my career, so that I can get better results for my team? That's the question. And we want to help you answer that. And in order to answer that, you got to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Because while I've talked about this at a higher level, like now you understand, you have that clarity of, yeah, it's eating away at my identity. And that's exactly what it feels like. And I don't want it to be chewing away at my identity anymore. Well, let's stop that once and for all. And let's build up an even stronger identity. How do I do that? The reality is, it's going to be different for everyone. The actions that you need to take are different than the virtual person sitting next to you on your left and your right. So if you're ready to stop the suffering, this insidious suffering that you're going through, that you may not want to admit that you're going through, but you are. Because maybe you, like I was talking about on the last episode, I know you don't want to complain about a paper cut, right? Nobody wants to do that. Right? So we soften it and we say, oh, it's not that bad. You know, the stuff that Jen's talking about, I don't know. Like, that's not me. But you're listening. Something's resonating. Either because you're going through it right now or you want to prevent it from happening in the future. You're feeling the little indications. You're seeing the writing on the wall that this might happen. And you don't even want to make it a possibility for you. And you don't want to soften anymore. You want to take a look in the mirror and say, this is what's not working in my career right now. It's time to get honest. And here's where I want to go. Here's the dream I want to create. And by getting clear on those two things, where you are right now, what's not working in your career right now, that's number one. Number two, where do you want to go? What dream do you want to create? You get clarity. And that's what we're going to help you get by booking a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And you're not going to be able to get that clarity on your own. You're not going to be able to get that clarity by talking to your friends, to your colleagues, by reading a blog article, by listening to any other podcast, because trust me, they're not out there. They have not had hundreds, close to 1,000 in-depth conversations with other technical managers to be able to describe this in a way that other people cannot, to be able to understand it in a way that other people cannot, to be able to solve it once and for all in a way that other people cannot. That's what we do. That is what we live and breathe here at the People Stack. So go ahead and book that call, thepeoplestack.com/book. It'll bring you to our calendar. Just pick a time that works for you. We usually have mornings and afternoons and evenings. Sometimes a Saturday appointment pops up there. So grab one of those if it works for you. Those go by fast. But just pick a time that works for you and we got you. We're going to talk about, you know, like I said, what's not working, where you want to go in your career. We're going to get you that clarity. It's going to be the most valuable call about your tech career that you've ever had, because you're going to leave with a plan. You're going to leave with a how. How do I rid myself of the silent and insidious disease and the silent insidious suffering that I've been going through? So that's what it's about, folks. We don't want to see you suffering anymore. So go ahead and book that call with us. And remember that the way to the other side is by getting clarity about what's going on right now. So that's why we're all about getting to the truth. You got to tell the truth. That's my message for you. You got to get to the truth, warts and all, of what's going on right now for you and your career and your life. Because if you cannot tell the truth about what's actually happening, there's no way you're going to fix it. So those are my words of wisdom for the day. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.